Welcome to Sanhedrin Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, Chapter 3, Mishnah 8. We saw previously in the Mishnah that it was talking about once the verdict has been passed. The Mishnah here continues after the verdict, and the Mishnah says like this: Kol zman shemevi raya, as long as a person is able to bring proof to vindicate himself, so seres hadin, that can reverse the previous verdict. So he can appeal. And if he has good proof, he can change the verdict. Amrulo, let's say the court said to the fellow who they had just found guilty, "Kol raya sheyesh lecha havei mikanav shloshim yom." Any proofs that you could bring to try to vindicate yourself, bring them within from now until 30 days. Witnesses or some other type of proof. Matzah b'tel shloshim yom, says the Tanna Kamma, the first Mishnah. Let's say you found the first rabbi in the Mishnah. Let's say you found it within 30 days. So, sir, then it could reverse the previous verdict. La'achar shloshim yom, but if a person brings those proofs after 30 days, eino so sir, we don't reverse the verdict, and it already is past the allotted time that they can do that. I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says to the Tanna Kamma, to the first rabbi in the Mishnah, "My asa zeh shelo matzah b'sech shloshim, a matzah la'achar shloshim. Why is the proof only work for 30 days? What happens if a guy didn't know of any proof, or he didn't know the proof existed, or witnesses saw, and within 30 days, he didn't find the proof, but then on the 40th day, he finds the proof? Why is that past the statutes? Why is that a problem?" Therefore, he says, as long as a person brings proof or witnesses, he has the ability to reopen the case and to possibly change the verdict, and we actually rule like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Mishnah continues another case. Amru lo, let's say the court said, before they passed the verdict, "Have eidim, bring witnesses." Va'amar, and the fellow said, "I'm sorry, ain't li eidim, I have no witnesses." Or he says, Amru, they said to him, to the fellow, the court said to the fellow, "Have raya, bring proof, like a document or a deed." Va'amar, ain't li raya, and the fellow says, "I'm sorry, I just don't have any proof, I have no deed." La'achar zman hevi raya, umatz eidim. But I don't know, 6 months later, the guy comes in with witnesses, or he comes in with proof. Says the Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma says, "Hareza eino klum," that's not worth anything. Because since he said before the verdict that he had no proof and he had no witnesses, he can't all of a sudden bring up proof and witnesses because it sounds as if they're fabricated. I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel again argues, "Maya says, Eshlo yodea sheyesh lo eidim. What should the guy do if he didn't know there were witnesses? And then later on, he finds out there's witnesses. And when he said initially there were no witnesses, it was to the best of his knowledge. But now he finds out there's witnesses." Or if let's say that there's proof, and he didn't know there was proof, and now he finds out that there's proof, what's the problem? Why should he not be able to use it? So Rav Shimon Gamliel argues again. In this case, we don't pass him like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass him like the first opinion that he can no longer bring them. Finally, the Mishnah says, Amru lo, if the judge has said to him, "Have they aid him? Bring witnesses." Amar ainli aidim. The fellow says, "I have no witnesses." Have raya. Bring proof. Amar ainli raya. He says, "I'm sorry, I have no proof." And then Rosh HaMeschad HaMedin. The fellow sees he's about to lose the court case. He's about to be incriminated. Vamar, and all of a sudden, he turns to two people next to him and he says, "Okay, now you can say your testimony." Or he takes out from his money belt, from his backpack, he pulls out a document or a deed. And he had just said previously that he doesn't have it. And now when he sees he's about to lose the court case, he pulls it out. Everyone would agree in this situation, even Rav Shimon Gamliel of previously, that since he had no witnesses, and he had no proof, and he said he didn't, and at the spot, all of a sudden he changes himself and tries to come up with witnesses, tries to come up with proof, that is not sufficient, that is not valid. Mazel tov on finishing the first three chapters of Sanhedrin. With Hashem's help, tomorrow we'll start the fourth. Wishing you a very successful and productive day.